With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting President Trump and Russian President Putin discussed the Russia-Ukraine war over the phone today.
President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin wrapped up a more than 90-minute phone call where they agreed to begin to seek a limited ceasefire as the first step towards bringing about the end to Russia's more than three-year invasion of Ukraine. That first step would include a halt on fighting on both sides, attacking on both sides of energy and infrastructure targets, which on both sides have been suffered severe damage over recent years. And then from there, the U.S. planned to extend to targets in the Black Sea as they try to rebuild economic corridors, and then finally a final complete ceasefire.
Correspondent Zeke Miller reporting, the agreement stops short of a U.S. proposal for a temporary truce. There's been a new ruling from a federal judge over the dismantling of USAID.
A federal judge has ruled that the dismantling of the U.S. Agency for International Development likely violated the Constitution and blocked billionaire Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency from further cuts. The ruling orders the Trump administration to restore email and computer access to all employees of USAID, including those who were placed on administrative leave. In February, the Trump administration placed all but a fraction of the agency's worldwide staff on leave and notified at least 1,600 of its U.S.-based staffers that they were being fired. In an effort to gut the six-decade-old agency, I'm Lisa Dwyer.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 260 points, the NASDAQ dropping 304, with the S&P 500 lower by 60. This is SRN News. A Christian relief agency is sounding the alarm about a lack of funding.
In response to Donald Trump's dismantling of the U.S. Agency for International Development, World Vision says it is very concerned about the impact that further delays in restarting life-saving aid programs will have on the world's most vulnerable families. The Christian relief agency says funding is urgently needed to carry out its faith-driven ministry to provide food, water, medicine, and vaccinations. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Hungary's ruling coalition is continuing its crackdown on the country's LGBT community. Members passed a bill in the parliament that bans the Budapest Pride event and allow authorities to use facial recognition software to identify attendees. The Hungarian government portrays itself as a champion of traditional family values and a defender of Christian civilization. This is SRN News. The truce in Gaza ends with deadly Israeli airstrikes against Hamas, killing hundreds. The latest from the media lines, Felice Friedson.
The fragile Israeli-Hamas ceasefire has exploded 530 days into the war that began with the slaughter by Hamas of some 1,200 Israelis and the taking hostage of 251 others from towns along the Gaza Strip. While recriminations for resuming the bloodshed that had claimed tens of thousands of lives are rife on each side, the Israelis have been clear that resumption of the 18-month war would result if its conditions, including the return of the remaining hostages, are not met. Opponents of the Netanyahu government are being accused by massive crowds that the return to fighting would be a death sentence for those it seeks to save. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.